Hi, friends.
What's good? Welcome to Caffeinated Christians!
Yay!
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, literally. We're so excited to be here.
To be on the podcast.
No, it has to be coffee.
So they have to be drinking coffee to be on the podcast. Okay. But anyways, welcome to the first episode of Caffeinated Christians. We're so excited you're here. On this first episode, we want to introduce ourselves. So my name is Emma Jones. Hello, hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
My name is Emma Jones. I am running this podcast and these episodes, and so you'll hear from me basically on every single one, which is going to be awesome. At least I hope so. But I am 19. I am living in Nashville, Tennessee, the greatest city in the world. I love it so much. I am studying biblical studies and theology. Doing online school with that, and I'm very passionate about bringing the Bible in the correct light, in the correct context, and I can't wait to do that as we journey along together on this podcast. Fun facts about me, I love coffee. Obviously, that's why this is involving coffee in this podcast and Christ, because those are the two really important things in my life. I love music, huge passion about music. I love the color yellow, otters, and I'm really excited to be here. So today on my podcast, I have someone you will be hearing from very frequently because she's living with me and she's the best and she will just has great insight. So you'll be hearing from her a lot. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I guess. That was quite an introduction though. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My name's Holly, spelled with an I. That's important for anyone that wants to be my friend because some of my family can't even spell my name right, and that makes me feel bad about myself. So,
no.
Please spell my name with an I.
It's very important.
Anyways, I am 26 years old. I'm also living in Nashville, Tennessee at the moment, which, to be determined where that goes. I am a missionary full-time, but right now I'm not because of COVID, so I usually live in South Africa, which is why I'm living with Emma now because I got stuck. But now we're doing this podcast.
So it's awesome.
So the Lord's timing is great. I like the color orange, and penguins are my favorite animal. And I also like horses. And I am an 8 on the Enneagram, and Emma is a 2, which she didn't tell you.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about the Enneagram eventually again on this podcast. That's something that we're both really passionate about. So, guys, what is Caffeinated Christians? How did this begin? Who are we? What is our mission? All these questions are probably running through your brain right now. If not, now they are. And so I wanted to explain a little bit of how this came to be. So a lot of you listening probably found me on TikTok. Hopefully that still exists by the time this podcast is still going. I love TikTok. It's so fun. But I basically a few months ago started making TikTok videos and started doing little mini word studies and passage studies and kind of just goofy videos on there. And I've made a lot of friends on there and just a lot of really great feedback from the stuff that I've been talking about. And so people on there from very early on began asking me if I had a podcast or a YouTube channel and if I was going to do anything like that. And so I began praying about it and I wasn't really sure because I don't have a lot of experience with podcasts. I don't really listen to a ton of them all the time. I really recently got into them. And then also my younger sister, Gracie, who will be on here soon and who did the cover art for this podcast, and it's amazing. Like, she's so talented, so I can't wait for you guys to hear her heart eventually. She loves podcasts, and so said, we should start one, or we should do something like that. And then Holly, who also loves podcasts, also was like, we should start one, we should do one. So I had all these people pouring into me saying, hey, you should do this, or we should do this. And so I really just began praying, and I felt like the Lord led me to do that. So thank you, everyone, for encouraging me and those who supported me and pushed me to do this. I'm really excited to see where this goes and being able to see how the Lord uses his platform for his glory. Anything to add, Holly?
No, you covered it all.
Okay. So that's basically who we are, and we will definitely be drinking coffee during each of these podcasts, and I just can't wait to see how this grows in our love for coffee and also Christ. What makes us different from every other Christian podcast out there? There are a lot of really great Christian podcasts or people who love Christ that put their sermons on there, and that's a podcast. So what makes us different, like, than the normal Christian podcast. Well, we have a very specific mission for making this. Holly and I have discussed this many times over coffee. And we feel that there is a lack of materials out there to equip those already saved. And we feel that we want to be a resource for those who are Christian and who are following Christ. We want to be a resource for them to go to when they are trying to figure out how to equip themselves against the world. So, why is equipping yourself against the world important? That's a question that I've heard and that I've asked myself and asked Holly to prepare for going into this episode. So, Holly, do you want to speak on that? Like, why is equipping ourselves important, or why do you feel like we need to have a resource for those already saved, and how to be a good Christian in the world?
Yeah. So, I feel like there's many different answers to this question. We might hit a few of them today, we might not. But in Africa, like, our ministry there is, like, we do, the biggest thing that we try to do is make sure, like, believers are, I mean, we've already used the word a billion times, equipped to be able to really, like, grow in their faith and walk with the Lord in the way, like, he wants us. Where people that come across this podcast that aren't believers will learn something, but we're not, that's not, like, the target audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we have some verses. The first one I think we should talk about is Ephesians 6.
This is Paul writing, and so he says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after everything you have done, to stand." So, basically, a lot of you guys might have also found this podcast through the website that I have, PYJO, or Put Your Jesus On. And so, Ephesians 6 is the verse for that website. And so, this verse right here is the key scripture that talks about equipping ourselves and putting on the armor of God, especially when we go out into the world and when our job is to go out into the world and preach the gospel and lead people to Christ and things like that. But with that comes trial, persecution, dealing with things of the world, and approaching things that are evil, like Paul says, that we are against the powers of the dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil. And so we're going against that. So we can't tune that out, and we can't ignore that it's there.
I think that Paul talks a lot about, not even just Ephesians, but just in general, Paul talks a lot about spiritual warfare. Well, the Bible in general talks a lot about spiritual warfare, and a lot of people don't really understand what that is, which we probably should do an episode on spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good.
But I think a common thing that at least Emma and I have been saying to each other a lot over the past few weeks is, like, our battle is not with each other. It's not with the flesh. Like, our battle is really with Satan and, like, the dark, and we really need to learn how to like equip ourselves so that we're not, like, when we are attacked, we'll be okay, like, we'll be able to combat that. And it's, for me especially, it's like guarding my mind. Like, my mind is not a fun place a lot of the times, and that's the hardest growth area for me. So the mind is a really easy target, and if you're not prepared to guard your mind, then you're gonna be screwed. So I'm just gonna say it like it is.
And there are a lot of, again, there are a lot of really bad things in the world, and the more that we allow ourselves to become naive to those things and ignore them and pretend they're not there, the easier they will be to come in and rot our souls and our brains. And so what our goal is, talk about those topics that make us uncomfortable, or the church doesn't bring up, or the things that we don't really know how to approach very well as believers and as Christians in a loving and biblical way. So things like, I don't know, like pornography, sex, the LGBTQ plus community, depression, anxiety, like the things like that, that a lot of times the church doesn't talk about and that sometimes we're afraid to talk about with our community. We want to discuss and we want to speak about it in a biblical way so that when in our lives we are approached by that by unbelievers or by new believers or by our fellow believers, when they ask us about those things, we want to be able to equip you so that you are able to respond in a loving way. And also, in our own lives, in our own smaller battles, like for me, for example, a lot of that has been with depression and anxiety and body image, how to not let those mindsets or those sins sit in my heart and my soul, and how I can armor myself up so I can attack those head on and fight against those. And so we also want to talk about not just the really, really big things, but also the really small things and how to deal with that. And not just speaking about the really heavy things, like all like the bad in the world, we also want to talk about things like spiritual warfare and spiritual gifts and certain ideas in the Bible and certain ideas in the faith that we might not fully understand that are really important. I mean, one of the verses that we have is from Hebrews 13.
And it says, Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. May he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So not only do we want to equip you guys with the how to deal with the things of the bad world, but also the equipping of the good things. I mean, we need equipment for almost everything we do in life, even the simple things like fixing a car or going skiing or playing baseball. We need that equipment, and so we want to not just focus on the uncomfortable things of the world, but also the things that might be confusing for us believers in the Bible. And so we're hoping for this to be a resource for those who are believing and want to move in the next step in their faith, but also move in the next step of sharing the gospel with the world and how to interact healthily with the world without conforming to it.
Yes. I mean, as Emma and I do this, it's everything we say, hopefully everything we say is going to come from the Bible.
Yeah.
Because without it, we don't know anything. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, yes. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I think that that verse is so vital to understanding, like, why we're doing this. Because without scripture, like, you're not going to know how to do anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, it says scripture is God-breathed. And in John, it was like, the word is God. So it's like you... It's so important to understand what the Bible says, because the Bible is a tool. It's like the number one tool that you're going to use. And so if you don't understand the Bible, or if you're not reading it, that you're not going to be equipped to really do anything. And so, yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. And just as a side note, and kind of, I guess, a disclaimer or a warning before, like, we really get into the heavy stuff, because this is just an intro. This is just us wanting to give you an idea of who we are, what we stand for, and what our main goal is going into the next few episodes that we'll be making. Holly and I don't like to sugarcoat, and so we're very honest and very blunt in that way, because we want to get our, like, our points across. But also, I don't want us to come across as us believing that we're better than thou and we know everything, because we're learning and growing as we're making these and as we're writing these and as we're, like, reading the Bible and learning more scriptures. She and I are also heavily growing in these topics and learning to deal with these things. And so this is not just maybe a growing for you, but also growing for us as we research and we really dive into the Bible and really take time to plan out each episode, because we take time to plan out each episode. This is really important, and we want to make sure what we're saying is biblical and holy and from God, and not just us trying to sound Christian-like. Yep. So just know,
I screw up a lot.
Yeah, we both do. And so this is a growing process, which is so encouraging to know that we'll be growing with you guys. And I hope that's encouraging to you guys to know that we're also growing. And I hope that the guests that we have on here, I already have some plans for some really awesome people who just love Jesus, and I can't wait for you to hear their hearts. That I hope to and plan to get vulnerable and get real on these podcasts. I'm one that really thinks that's important, obviously, to, like, you know, to their limit and to their where they want to go. But just know that we'll be real and we'll be honest, and you'll be able to see that where we are now did not happen overnight, and it was a growing process, and it happened after lots of mistakes and after lots of trials and learning. And so just know that as these episodes come out and while you're listening to this episode, we're growing and learning alongside of you. And so I'm really excited to see how the Lord's going to use Covenanted Christians to speak to you, speak to other people, and really speak to us as well. Because this is going to be such a cool experience and such a brand new experience for, I think, everyone who's on here. So that's a little bit of who we are. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
That's a little bit of who we are. I can't wait for y'all to get to know more of our stories and meet the people in my family who will be on here and my friends who will be on here. It's going to be a really amazing experience. And so, and with all of that being said, this is Emma.
This is Holly.
And we'll catch you on the flippity flop.